clonmacnoughradio.com. We're now moving back over to the Clonmacnoith Municipal District. Joining me on the line now is Fine Gael Councillor William Durkin, looking at those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. William, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me on the show.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised, William. Your first one is about the that the council provides an estimated costing of works for the extension of the current footpath on the OR 403 to link Derrinturn and Carberry Village. You're also asking, you know, this can improve community access to important services in the area.
That's right. And this issue came up where we've been engaging, as a number of members have, with a newly formed community group in Derrinturn and that area. So it's great to have someone there to work with about these local issues. And one of the things that came up is that currently from Derrinturn, there's no safe footpath the whole way along the road back towards the main Edenderry Road towards Carberry Village. And it means that a lot of the services that would otherwise be available are not available to the residents there as well. So what we've asked to do is to provide an estimate of the costing of works to see if it's something we could maybe find funding for going forward. Now, the reply that came back, they noted that it's about a kilometre in length. The construction work alone would cost about 700,000 as an estimate, and that excludes any kind of land acquisition or accommodation cost that would have to go along with it. So while there is a significant cost associated with it, likely to be well over €1 million, it's a really important one because it will give people much better access the whole way to some of those main transport networks that connect places like Edenderry and Enfield, and also important services for people at Derrinturn, such as medical services and education and everything as well. So it is a large project, but one that will be very valuable for people there if we can find a way to progress that over the coming term.
All right, William, your next one is in relation to planned infrastructure in Broadford Village. You're asking the council to provide an update. Were they able to give one to you?
They were, and there's two pieces of infrastructure that they were able to update us on in that meeting as well. The first is the bus stop opposite Farrell's Nursery there, for anyone that knows the area. It's just been upgraded and works just finishing off there at the moment, which is great because it's something we've raised previously. It's important that those bus shelters are usable to people all times of year and that transport network is accessible. So it's great to see those works almost completed. And then the second one is that we got an update on the pedestrian crossing planned for the village centre as well. So the update there said that we've sufficient funding available. They've identified a site to link the area connecting the school and the car park, and we're going to look at progressing that in the next year. So really positive news for Broadford Village in terms of those two pieces.
Of course, William. Moving over then to Derrinturn, you're looking for the council to outline what existing barriers there are to the provision of a playground there. Were the council able to give reason as to why it's proven quite difficult just to get a playground in that area?
They were, and why we asked for the barriers specifically, and again engaging with the new community group in that area, is so we could have a bit of a roadmap to see what needs to happen to get to the stage of actually delivering a playground in the village there. It's an item that is included on our provisional capital programme as an additional item that if it were to get funding, there's no other kind of opposition to it in that sense. So what they were able to do was clearly outline that we need to firstly identify a site, secondly find budget to be able to do that, and then the time frame for delivery would obviously be depending on staff. So while it's a bit of a road to get to a finished product there, it's really good to have the roadmap of what needs to happen, and we'll be working with people on the ground to try and firstly identify a site.
And very lastly, William, you've asked that the council commits to the inclusion of a large-scale outer ring road for Clane in the forthcoming Clane settlement plan. What was the council's response to this? Is it something that they would be open to?
Well, the response came back, and it's really as expected in that the settlement plan won't be happening for a year or so yet. To get the ball rolling. But I was eager to raise it at our last meeting of this term. And as they outlined in the response, that any type of infrastructure depends on the area-based transport assessments that take place all in advance of any settlement plan that's in the works there. But I felt it was really important to raise it at this our last meeting before the summer break, to really say that it's something that I think is very much a priority. And I went as far to say that if a settlement plan is put forward without the inclusion of a permanent solution in terms of infrastructure to the ongoing traffic, it's not a plan that I'd be very supportive of. And I'll make that very clear as well. And the other thing that I wanted to highlight to both the members and the executive is that a lot of the barriers that we've seen or have come up in our meetings have pointed to other projects around the county that are maybe planned but not funded. And in the last month, we've seen a lot of those very significantly funded and a lot of investment. And I feel that we're very well placed in the county to lobby for infrastructure investment. The national finances are such that it supports that type of investment. And what I wanted to do with that motion was to make it very clear that when the settlement plan and the development plan comes around in the next term, that large-scale infrastructure to get traffic out of the town centre is badly needed for Clane. And if we don't have the plans on paper, we're not going to be able to source funding for it.
All right. William, thanks so much for joining us on the line this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, William Durkin, on those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. William, thanks again for your time.